Welcome to a Healing Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kimir Baker, the CEO founder of J Intelligence Networks. That's J Intel. Our podcast is your go-to source for empowerment and holistic well-being. Each episode is dedicated to nurturing a positive mindset, offering strategies to heal and transform the whole person. Join us on this journey to find balance, resilience, and true inner peace. Welcome back, you guys. I'm so glad to have you at a Healing Peace Podcast. If you was here last week, we started a great conversation with Emilio. He did a wonderful job of sharing his life and the things that he went through and how he overcame them. And now, with all this goodness going on, he has a newfound purpose. We talked briefly, just a second, about his nonprofit. Now we're just going to dig a little bit deeper to hear all about how he's giving back to his community. And Emilio, for those who are just listening, please reintroduce yourself to our lovely audience.
Yes, of course, Ms. Baker. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you so much, too, for allowing me an opportunity to express and dedicate and share with y'all my adversities and how I came after being a child that always been in poverty. I was born in Houston, Texas, October 6, 1980. At a little bit over 1 year old, I was sent with my grandparents to be raised. I didn't know nothing but my grandparents till I was 6 years old. My dad wanted me to come back so I can go to school. Grew up playing sports. We had a strict father. He didn't tolerate us being around with anyone that associated with anyone that was bald-headed. He was a little bit biased, so he never let us cut our hair bald either. So our only outing was anything that had to do with school or sports or homework. And I love sports. I was a boxer at a very young age, soccer, basketball, you name it. As long as it had to do with sports, I loved all that. That is, as in a nutshell, my introduction. And as we go, we can share everything that is to share when it comes to overcoming adversity.
Yeah, because towards the end of our last interview, you started talking to the kids a little bit. And I know that your nonprofit is directed towards the younger generation. So can you give us a little bit more detail about what you're doing there? What are your programs are like?
Nonprofit organization, The Eagle of Hope, has been developed by life's experience. Me personally, being blood, flesh, and bone, can be personally sharing what it happens to many youth, to many of our children that are affected by a parent being incarcerated. To hear my daughter talk to me on the phone at 9 years old and tells me, "Daddy, I wish you were home. I don't trust nobody. Nobody loves me like you do. I can't trust nobody and talk when they bully me in school. They tell me mean things." You know, to have your daughter say that to a parent while incarcerated, man, imagine the hurt the baby's going through. Your baby girl, the one that you're supposed to be there to protect and take care of. So, yeah, and for me to see the hurt and experience it, I thought about an organization that will avoid the children, maybe missed the experience, but at the same time, be stable and be ready to continue while one of his parents has been taken away.
And so what are some of the things that you've learned that you can pour back into children who are, you know, being taken away? Because when you were expressing it, I could hear that connection that you have to that type of experience. And so for someone who's listening, what would be some, I guess, encouragement or practical understandings that you can provide to them in that part of their journey?
The programs that I'm going to have mm-hmm. have to do with a spiritual connections with a father or with a parent and their children, educational, whereas the children more than likely are going to go through this emotional transition and impact. So how can they be in a position and the right spirit to educate themselves when they're worried that their mom don't have no money for the bills? They're worried that their mom got three jobs and they're worried where she's at. The kids go through so much in these circumstances simply because they're not prepared. all they know, their little understanding, is that they got daddy and mom. Or if they got separate parents, you know, one of them ain't visiting no more. One of them ain't picking them up no more. So going through that ordeal, no matter which family it is, it's always good to have the kids not be spoiled, not give them what you can give them just because you have money, when the child needs to be seriously educated, seriously balanced emotionally by conversations that she hears from parents and how she treats her school. It means a lot for a parent to be inspirational and be motivating you to go to school. It does stick to a son and a daughter.
And I know that in your programs that you're developing as well, one of the things that you want to address is a support system. Why is that so important? Can you go into more detail to what that looks like and how can that spur someone on through difficult situations?
There's no doubt that when a mother stays behind, that happens to lose a spouse or her baby daddy, whether they're together or separated, she's in the most vulnerable state. She is to receive anybody that helps her because she needs the help. I'm not saying not every one of them need the help, but in one way or another, they do need help. Because money in this instance is the least of concerns when it comes to the person that's incarcerated, because there's nothing you can do about it. By having this awareness, by having this actually be where you hear about it, you actually put yourself to think to be more serious about the decisions you make and the consequences that one can have. So by being aware, even some people that are in the wrong business, that is not legal, even some people, even many of them will hear what is about to transpire when the luck runs out, and they get to rectify certain endeavors they're doing, especially when they're not according to being a productive citizen. You bring this to light and you know how to prepare yourself for what's coming.
That's really, I think, challenging in a sense, especially in the aspect of not providing things immediately. Because I know the phrase that I want to call it is delayed gratification. You get to appreciate things more when you work for it, or you learn the value of things more when it's not just given to you right away. So to hear you say that in the context of slow down sometimes as a parent and have conversations instead, I think that's amazing.
Did you know that a Healing Peace podcast has a website? You will find resources along with our very own tools and tips on our website. Our tools and tips provide tangible principles to keep you on your emotional healing and wellness journeys. While you are on our website, sign up for our newsletter. You will receive a free emotional wellness assessment just for signing up. Also, you will stay informed about podcast episodes, courses, and workshops. You will receive all this great information just for signing up for our newsletter. Go to ahealingpeace.com today.
And one of the things that I was thinking about as you were speaking, and I think this is a general task for all of us, and that is staying motivated. How can we encourage our children to look beyond that immediate gratification that we talked about, to think about long term? Like, how do we keep them on that path of, man, there's so much more greater, and I want you to be able to achieve that greatness?
They have to, this demographic of children, they have to see it. When we approach these kids, the conventional philosophy, it's not going to work with them. Go to school, don't drink, don't do drugs, listen to your parents. That's not going to work with them, because they are in a position where it's survival mode, even though there's their children. Anything that their mom says, or their guardian angel that's taken care of, whether it's their grandpa, grandma, their niece, or their auntie, it doesn't matter. That responsibility of being a son, of being a daughter, yeah, it's to their parents, to whoever's caring for them. But to live their own life, they got to mingle and fend for themselves, because their parents is not all the time with them. So educating them and having these statistics where there's many individuals that made a mistake and they never in their life would ever see their children again. The children, by being connected, conversational, being programming with other kids that are in similar situations, they learn how to explore their emotions, their feelings, their desires, what would they like to do, what would like to be. And that is the most beautiful connection between a nonprofit organization like mine and those children. They have a voice, and their voice will count.
And I think generally, even as adults, we want to be heard. We want to be seen and be valued. And I know that if we can instill that in our youth, by the time they get to adults, how far great along would that be? I commend the work that you're doing because it does leave a lasting impact. And one of the things that I'm also curious with, and I know we talked about this a little bit before offline, is as you take this journey with the nonprofit, how do you stay motivated? Because I know that there has to be times where things are not perfect.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're not perfect right now as we are. And what I mean by that, I mean it in my productivity of a job, of having enough money. It's not easy. I wake up every day in the morning with the most divine spirit and passion because I know that I prepared myself, educated myself in the FBOP system to make sure that my purpose in life is fulfilled. My progress is everything that becomes of the community where I am originally going to start, my community. To know that there's so many programs for the children, for the mother, and now introducing to them, to know that there's businesses that they can create virtually and show them the mechanics, that's going to spark some interest when you see the difference of an individual that didn't have nothing going on, that only he needed coaching, he needed a mentor, and now he's making millions of dollars in a virtual store. Be in contact with other representatives from different organizations to make sure that he sells their product. Now, is teaching them that or any other trade, that will be not instant gratification, but in due time, people will see the difference when they educate themselves in that and that, the particular aspect.
And it's interesting because the thought that came to my mind as you were sharing that, and even something that you shared earlier, is that you have the opportunity to see transformation.
Yes. My child was 18 months when I got locked up. He's 20 years old now. My daughter's 23, and she was only 4 years old when I left her. So my children went through the core experience of not having their father as they were young. And to know that she is with a child, she is with her partner, and I know for a fact that if my child had her dad not in prison with her, she wouldn't have been married at a young age. The experience that she would have about traveling, the experience she would have with the education, that would be such different because that would be all my support. Showing her different cultures, showing her the beautiful world that we live in, and anything is possible when you put your mind to it.
And I love hearing that as well. And as you say that, I was reading, I think it was Matthew, where Jesus was talking to the father of the son who was demon possessed. And he said, if you believe, all things is possible. All things are possible. And so just hearing you say that is kind of a homage to that passage, which is, man, yeah, all things are possible. Like, this doesn't have to be our final state. We have the opportunity to keep growing and moving and shifting things that are around us. And so I do appreciate you highlighting that with your purpose and how you're giving back to others and giving them the opportunity to have that experience for themselves as well.
Yes. I see the children as time goes that they show their skills on the sport. And just because they're good, just keep on playing them in the same league. In the same area. No, have special coaches, have special mentors, just like the rich and wealthy have. Their chances of being picked are going to enhance tremendously because they will have the proper individuals scoping them, training them, making them greater. Because now you got adults involved with a child that can only do great of something he loves to do.
In terms of our theme for this segment or this season of the podcast, we're talking about overcoming. Could you I guess sum up what overcoming means to you and what overcoming can mean for those that you're servicing through the nonprofit.
Overcoming to me, in my definition of overcoming, is being faced with something that's new and it's not in your favor. And how is it that it came to be of serious nature that you have to do, whether it's education, do research, work on this, open communication with various people that is going to get you closer to that goal and staying very, very focused. You will find very divine light by many individuals that you associate yourself, especially when it's a positive environment like community college, university, church, that would always shine the light in many possibilities of help. And knowing that your dilemma is, let's say that, you know, you lost a job. You lost a job because there was favoritism and, you know, it was the big branches, you know, they terminated you. So now you got payments next week. Well, if you know that we don't live in a perfect world, why would you not have at least thought about that so you'll have plan B?
Our 501c3 nonprofit organization, JNTEL, and A Healing Peace are looking for community partners to support our mission. We are bridging the gap between faith-based and therapeutic resources. Consider partnering with us. Go to jintel.org/donate and contribute. By contributing in this manner, you ensure that we continue to spread this inspiring and encouraging message.
Always having your plan revised and still implementing, you can't go wrong when you got a chart that you have right there in your hands that you're saying you need to do this, you need to do that. Writing is a beautiful therapeutical moment for the mind, and it helps you relax, just like workouts. Just like any sports, people relax, finding things that suits your mind, like meditating, yoga. These are tools for the human to get a better clarity, to just close your eyes and just think about the problem that you're in. And you will know the beauty of meditating, because the mind will go crazy once you close your eyes. But over time, you're learning how to be just calm, just be you. And any problem that you have is going to get solved right there when you enter and touch another spirit that is eternity yours, that is you, that is all the time with you. You know who you are, you know who what you need, and you will find a way by just taking time and just relax and write things down. You would always see the light to any problem after any tragedy or any bad news. There's always something divine that comes out of that too.
Sometimes we overlook the value that can come from the struggle. Because when I think about your experiences, the value that is coming from your struggle, your previous struggle, is the opportunity to pour into others.
It's all about being through a struggle, having a hard time in life. That is what really makes you who the person that you're going to be. How you overcome an obstacle, an adversity, or a misfortune, it would teach you the way how to overcome it. Everything, because you know yourself now when you feel sad. You know when you're desperate. You know that you don't remedy nothing by, you know, getting anxious or not being patient. If one just pays attention to the attitude they have, especially when they're mad, just don't say anything and just calm down for 10 minutes. And you will think a lot more better and a lot more wiser, because now you don't have anything that's a bad spirit antagonizing your mind. So connecting with who you are and utilize all the beautiful abilities that God provided to us. I mean, the world is the limit. God gave us the ability to move mountains and oceans if you really put your mind to it. So that is something that I have real engraved, as I am a child of God. And I am a person that I fear God. And I am a person that is so grateful that I was given this opportunity to have the light shine on my life.
And I feel like that is the drop the mic statement and a great way to close out this wonderful episode. I appreciate you, Emilio, for coming on our show and just sharing your life and your hope that you have for others. And I don't know if you have any other closing thoughts. I know you dropped the mic the last time on the interview in terms of encouraging children. I don't know if you have anything else that you want to glean with us before we close out for today.
We're speaking about the children, right?
Anything you want to close out, let us know.
Yes, I get it. If you know how certain situations arise that does not favor you and become mistakes, think about them, have them in your mind, and think about what's the consequences, and think about what would you do in that circumstances. Being in good company, you would always know that the mistakes or the misfortune that comes to you is not as severe as making a bad judgment or making a bad decision that does not favor your children.
That's powerful. That's real powerful. Thank you for your time. Before I say goodbye, why don't you tell everybody how they can get to know you, how they can find you, rather?
You can find me at my webpage. Website is www.theeagleofhope.org. Facebook, The Eagle of Hope. Instagram, The Eagle of Hope. And there's my contact there. We can set up any time that anybody would need my assistance. And even just to have my perspective, if it has anything to do with lifting the spirit up of some of my fellow citizens residing in the United States or anywhere in the world.
That's awesome. And even I'll throw out again, because you said that earlier, that you are a nonprofit doing things that no one has ever done before. That is an incredible claim. And it's exciting to be able to learn more about how you are able to do that. So until next time, next week, you guys, we're going to do our infamous tools and tips show. We're going to put all this great information into practical methods for your everyday. Until then, enjoy your week. Have a good one.